98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremillard. Republican Nikki Haley shifting her campaign's focus to her home state of South Carolina after another loss to frontrunner Donald Trump in last night's New Hampshire primary, Haley vowing to continue her campaign. Boeing CEO meeting with senators today discussing the latest safety concerns around the company's 737 MAX 9 jets. The planes remain grounded. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says that's impacting his state's namesake airline.
Of the fleet of Alaska Airlines. That's pretty much how all of my constituents travel, not just within Alaska, but all over the country.
This is after part of an Alaska Airlines plane burst open mid-flight this month. The U.S. Navy intercepting more attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen on U.S. flagged ships in the Red Sea. No injuries or damage reported. President Biden picking up a major endorsement from the United Auto Workers Union. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An amended version of Governor Evers' maps for the Wisconsin legislature is on its way back to the state Senate. The assembly today passed changes that would protect some Republican districts. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We're open to engaging with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle on maps. If those conversations are in good faith and are going to produce a fair map, we need public input on anything in front of the legislature.
The state Supreme Court says it'll draw new maps if lawmakers and the governor don't do it themselves. There are now exceptions for rape and incest in a proposed binding statewide referendum question on banning abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy. That's after a Senate vote yesterday. Governor Evers says he'll veto any bill that makes abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket 'neath the sunset. like the station?
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Thank you. I Can Feel It There from Kane Brown. Jake Owen and Jason Aldean started that three in a row that Kane so kindly finished off for us. And we're past the top of the 3 o'clock hour, which means it's time for me to do whatever I want. Will he talk about cats? Will he talk about the community? Ladies and gents, it's football day. Joe Barry was fired within the last handful of hours. I think probably somewhere within the last 4 to 6 hours or so, given the headlines that I saw pop up on my phone. But the bad man is gone. And with that question being answered, it starts to already lead into, well, first of all, of course, who are we going to replace him with? That makes all the sense in the world. We're going to be keeping Matt LaFleur, and Matt is an offensively minded head coach, and so he won't be calling defensive plays, and therefore we will need a DC. We're not going to be one of those teams that can get by without one, or maybe lean on just a play caller or some junior coordinator. No, there will be a defensive coordinator for Green Bay. Awesome to see us make this move so fast, especially because of the improvements we saw in the defense the second half of the season. You know, the Dallas game is a game that we probably would have lost if we didn't rack up 48 points before they really started swinging at us. That might have been the ideal model for the Joe Barry defense, is the offense scores 48 points, and then we don't care about the defense. That was really one of the better defensive performances that we've seen, with some very notable exceptions. Of course, some dropped pick sixes, some things like that in the postseason here. There was some decent performances to be had, but it all fell apart in that signature Joe Barry way this past Saturday in San Francisco. So when that became the punctuation for the season, my first thought was, boy, that better be the punctuation for his time as the Green Bay defensive coordinator. And he could have sat LaFleur down and pointed to some pretty awesome statistics. They held opponents to, I think, less than 20 points in 9 different games this year. And in 11 games, they held them to 24 or fewer, somewhere thereabouts. We actually had some pretty decent defensive stats if you cherry pick them correctly. The advanced metrics are awful. Yards per carry, yards per attempt, net yards over average that we allowed are absolutely horrifying. But if you look at the scoreboard, it didn't necessarily look that bad until you dove way, way deeper. And thank goodness Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst and the rest of the front office, they dug deeper. They found the truth, and they have let Joe Barry go. I'm going to drop off with some Packers stuff for now so we can keep the country music rolling, but I'll be back with you at about the middle of the 3 o'clock hour here. We'll talk a little bit about who the new free agents are that we have to keep an eye on. I don't mean people who we want to sign. I mean people who we might have to decide whether we keep or not. Names like David Bakhtiari. That one's a pretty easy call, I think. A.J. Dillon. What are we going to do there? You'll hear more from me after a 3 in a row here on 98Q Country. We'll have a weather update, some words from local sponsors, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more football. Next one up is going to be, looks like, oh, I've lost my list, Cole Swindell. She had me at Heads Carolina, followed by Brett Young and Carrie Underwood to make 3 in a row here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WC.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. Pete, we've got some special incentives for folks if they want to get a little work done on their car. You guys got a little incentive for them to do that, right?
Hey, you know what? The holidays are over, but we're still giving discounts down at Wheelway. There's many discounts off brakes, tires, alignments, whatever the issue with your car. You want to make sure it's roadworthy and you can trust it during this winter time.
All right. And if their service, if their work's over $100, you got a little extra discount for them too, right?
Yeah, you know what? 15% goes a long ways.
Yeah, it goes a long ways, whether it's an oil change, alignment, or from all the slipping and sliding they did from the recent snow we had. Maybe they need some new tires. You guys will set them up for you, right?
You finally find out right now. You didn't find out a couple months ago, yeah. But yes, there's many discounts off tires right now. Don't hesitate.
Find out real quick. They can always call down to Wheelway and Fifield. How can they reach you guys down there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call. They're ready for your call at 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
They'll take care of you. Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Prevail Bank.
Prevail Bank believes your financial goals deserve attention. Pursue what's possible. Contact a Prevail banker in Phillips today. They go the extra mile for their customers.
Prevail Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
My New Year's resolution was to get better at saving, and so far it's going fantastically, all thanks to Kohl's. I just shopped their biggest clearance event of the season and saved up to 85% after an extra 50% on so many great finds, like a warm fleece, cozy PJs, cute jeans, gorgeous dresses, and so many other faves. So don't wait. If you want to start saving more in 2024, get to Kohl's. Select styles, up to 85% after an extra 50% offer ends January 28th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and mild today. As high temperatures hover around the freezing mark, there's a small chance of a light wintry mix, which could create some slick and slippery spots. Not to mention patchy fog, which lingers through tomorrow and may drop visibility down to less than a mile. Right now, 33 degrees.
They play the best music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her cause she had me. It's Carolina. Country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. This song
98.3.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
First heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you love.
Yeah.
here's Carrie Underwood with Out of That Truck. Brett Young and Cole Swindell started off that three in a row on 98Q Country, as we always have, as I always have. One of these days, I'm going to play four songs in a row just to see who might notice, see if anybody says a darn thing. All right, so what do we got here? Fall in Love, Bailey Zimmerman. We've got some Billy Currington coming after that. There will be some Hardy to make it that three in a row. But first, we got to have a little chat about some Packers who we might not see return in 2024. Rob Reichel of Forbes and Forbes.com released an article with some pretty good reasoning around five Packers we probably won't see in the green and gold this time next year, or this fall, I should say. Top of the list, a pretty big no-brainer, David Bakhtiari. I'd be beyond surprised. I'd be ecstatic if he was somehow on our roster next year, but with the cap limitations that we have and the number of missed games, he played one game in 2023. I didn't even realize that. For like the last 3 years, it's when will Bach play? Will Bach play? And the answer was always soon, but actually no. Well, I think it finally showed itself. I mean, how many of you were following the Bakhtiari saga this year? I know I wasn't. And seeing that he only played one game in 2023, I kind of thought back and was, yeah, Yash Nyman was there for just about everything. So probably no Bakhtiari this upcoming season. Cap hit of almost $40 million. So yeah, we'll pick up almost half of that if we cut him in open cap space. Bit of a wild card on this one. Number two on the list, AJ Dillon. 2,200 yards in the last three seasons, missed just four games in that time, and all four of them were in the last month. But he's only averaging about 4 yards per carry, which is actually a stellar mark. If you had a running back who could run 4 yards per carry and you could give him the ball every play, you'd keep cranking out first downs and you'd keep cranking out touchdowns and you'd win the game. So 3.96 yards per carry is nothing to scoff at, but the fact is Aaron Jones came on hot. The last couple of years, we've been kind of asking ourselves, all right, we've got Jones and we've got Dillon. Eventually, it's going to be too expensive to keep them both, how they're trending, or what I think a lot of us sort of expected, Aaron Jones should be seeing a downturn by now. He's 29 years old. He's well past the prime of many running backs, if not most or all, but he's pushing that. Once you hit that 30 burger, man, running backs in their 30s. You've got Emmitt Smith, you've got Frank Gore, and I'm talking within the last few decades. And that's about it. There are quite a few still on the list, but major notables who stay on that list for a long time, it ain't many. So I know a lot of us were kind of thinking, all right, how long is Dillon going to be here? Or how long is Jones going to be here? Well, it looks like Jones might be around a little bit longer. Also carries a $17.5 million cap hit. Aaron Jones carries a $17.5 million cap hit. So given that he heated up in the second half of the season, even with the affordability and the durability that AJ Dillon has shown, probably not going to be back. Darnell Savage, 2019 first-round pick, had one pick six and almost had two pick sixes. He's a freak athlete, but his instincts are not so great. And the tackling skills, oh my gosh. That, by the way, is one thing I hope our new defensive coordinator imparts. There's a clip that you can find. I haven't even seen it posted, but I know it exists. It's Jonathan Owens attempting to tackle Christian McCaffrey, and he, like, flies headfirst through the air and then hits McCaffrey with his back. Like, I'm just going to spin at you in the air, and if I hit you hard enough, you might go down. Except you're Christian McCaffrey, and it's the goal line, and it's going to lose us the game. Not sure what you were thinking about there, Owens. Just wanted to make sure you knew that somebody saw that, because I hadn't seen it talked about much. John Runyon, number four on the list. Right guard, sixth-round pick in 2020. The dude is smart. He's an incredibly bright guy. He plays both ends of the line if you need him to. But we generally don't put much value on guards. We like to, I mean, if we've got Elgton Jenkins on the team, we can move him around just about anywhere. And he's not going anywhere. So Runyon might turn into a little bit of a cap casualty in that way. And last but not least, zero surprise here, Anders Carlson. I want to like him so bad. His brother is a phenomenally talented kicker, a phenomenally accurate kicker. And Anders has a leg and a half. Is it possible that he figures something out over this offseason and kind of fixes himself and becomes one heck of a kicker in the league? Sure. But he's not Mason Crosby. He is not worth waiting on when you don't know for sure, because he doesn't have any NFL seasons that you can bank on. You can't look back and say this is an off year. No, this is his first year, and he's probably just an off guy. And so that concludes the list of five Packers that we probably will lose to free agency, within the next season or so. Back to the country music here on 98Q Country. Bailey Zimmerman's Fall in Love, in case you've forgotten. We'll start off this next three in a row after a quick word from our sponsors here on 98.3 FM.
Well, winter is all around us, the snow and the ice. It's a beautiful scenery here in the beautiful North Woods. Now, if your transportation to the woods or through the woods needs to be replaced, talk with the team at Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips. They've got great rates for your new truck or snowmobile. If you've got no time to go to the bank, apply for your loan online or on your mobile device by visiting forward.bank. Let us move you forward through the snow this winter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Phillips Plating Corporation, a Midwest premier fully automated electroplating job shop for commercial plating.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wy.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
You always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see you. just like you always said we would.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drive. bed this morning.
We'll have another three in a row here on 98Q Country before we get to the top of the 4 o'clock hour and we get to listen to, what is this, the third to last rendition of this season's Bill Scott's Titletown Report. So stay tuned for the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll hear some more qualified opinions on what I've been talking about. I've been talking some major football today. I need to tone it down a little bit, or some people who actually know what they're talking about will catch on and start putting the smack down on me. So let's just very quickly hop back over to what I do know about. Our featured pet this week at Catkins Animal Rescue is a 2-year-old short-haired black with white female cat named Candy. Candy came to us with kittens, and she did a darn good job raising him. Now she's ready for her own home, in which she will tolerate being around other cats, but she does like to take a swipe at them now and again. She prefers her own space. She's laid back and loves naps and is very independent. Candy is spayed, dewormed, current on vaccinations, and is microchipped. For applications, head on over to www.catkinsrescue.org. Thank you, Catkins, for sending us some info on Candy so we can spread the word about this phenomenally adoptable furry friend just waiting for you to submit an application. As I said, we got the Titletown coming up, but first we'll have Different Round here from Riley Green and Luke Combs. Kenny Chesney and Luke Bryan will sneak in before the end of the three in a row here on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in 6 locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com.
Oh, I wish I could get this stupid jar open. jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars, I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
I know a lot of you really want the State Farm personal price plan, but what's with the oversharing? Like this message Mateo left.
Jake from State Farm, you should know orange juice commercials make me cry. I feel bad for the oranges.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com for a quote today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability and eligibility may vary.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and mild today. As high temperatures hover around the freezing mark, there's a small chance of a light wintry mix, which could create some slick and slippery spots. Not to mention patchy fog, which lingers through tomorrow and may drop visibility down to less than a mile. Right now, 33 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
As players went through exit interviews and cleaned out their lockers on Monday, there was a list of 12 players that are becoming unrestricted free agents in Green Bay. Many of them won't likely be back next season, and there were some emotional goodbyes. Packers generally don't break the bank on guards. Given the fact that they've already extended themselves with Elgton Jenkins, there may not be room on the payroll for right guard John Runyon. He said he'd love to be back, though.
Just the brotherhood. It was unreal. It was an organization. Everybody inside. The people out of the facility, the fans, it's a special place. Met some really good people here. Hope I don't leave. It was a good time. Really appreciate it.
Fellow lineman Yash Nyman, also an unrestricted free agent, but said he likes what the Packers have going and would love to be a part of it. I'll have more after this.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even